Greetings to everybody.
大家好.
We have quite a few brothers and sisters. They are meeting somewhere in the wilderness.
我们还有许多的弟兄姐妹, 他们今天在东边的, 旷野, 啊, 也在聚集.
And Lord be with them too.
我们也求主与他们同在.
Let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 10.
让我们一起来打开圣经, 我们, 是马太福音第十章。
We'll continue our fellowship on this chapter.
我们继续, 在这个第十章上面, 我们有一些分享。
I want to read from verse 16 onward.
我们, 我想今天从, 第十章的16节往下念。
Yeah, I will read the even verses in English, and my brother, he will read the odd verses in Chinese.
所以, 彭弟兄会用, 念双数节, 我会念, 单数节。
From verse 16 to the end of the chapter.
所以我们要从16节开始第10章的, 然后一直念完。
Ready to go?
我们准备好了吗? 我们一起。
Okay. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, so be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves.
17节, 你们要防备人, 因为他们要把你们交给公会, 也要在会堂里边打你们。
And you even be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles.
19节, 你们被交的时候, 不要思虑怎样说话或说什么话, 到那时候必赐给你们当说的话。
For it is not you who speak, but it is the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you.
弟兄要把弟兄, 父亲要把儿子送到死地, 儿女要与父母为敌, 害死他们。
You will be hated by all because of my name, but it is the one who has endured to the end who will be saved.
有人在这城里逼迫你们, 就逃到那城里去, 我实在告诉你们, 以色列的诚意, 你们还没有走遍, 人子就到了。
A disciple is not above his teacher, not a slave above his master.
学生和先生一样, 仆人和主人一样, 也就罢了。 人既骂家主是别西卜, 何况他的家人呢?
Therefore, do not fear them, for there is or hidden that will be known.
27节, 我在暗中告诉你们的, 你们要在明处说出来, 你们耳中所听的要在房上宣扬出来。
Do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗? 若是你们的父不许, 一个也不能掉在地上。
But the very hairs of your head are all numbered.
所以不要惧怕, 你们比许多麻雀还要贵重。
Therefore, everyone who confesses me before man, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven.
凡在人面前不认我的, 我在我天上的父面前也必不认他。
Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword.
35节, 因为我来是叫人与父亲生疏, 女儿与母亲生疏, 媳妇与婆婆生疏。
And a man's enemy will be the member of his household.
爱父母过于爱我的, 不配做我的门徒, 爱儿女过于爱我的, 不配做我的门徒。
And he who does not say, take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me.
得着生命的, 将要失丧生命, 为我失丧生命的, 将要得着生命。
He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me.
41节，人因为先知的名接待先知，必得先知所得的赏赐；人因为义人的名接待义人，必得义人所得的赏赐。
And whoever in the name of a disciple gives to one of the little ones even a cup of cold water to drink, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. I don't know, when you read this, and what's your impression about this paragraph?
所以你们在读刚才这个这段经文的时候，你们是有怎么样的印象？
Are you shocked?
你是不是感到有点吃惊呢？
When Jesus said, I don't come here to bring peace, but a sword.
特别是主耶稣讲到，我不是到地上来带来和平，我乃是带来刀。
That's totally different from our regular image about Jesus.
好像有点跟我们常常我们的对主耶稣的印象有点完全相反。
In the Bible, we read somewhere else talk about he is the Prince of Peace.
因为我们在圣经里面某处 读到他是和平的君。
Right? That's in book of Isaiah.
我们是知道那是在以赛亚书里面。
How come when Jesus came here and he announced to his disciples, I don't bring peace to this earth, rather a sword.
所以在这里我们刚才读到，特别是主耶稣讲他自己，我不是不要以为我来是带来和平，乃是刀。
There is contradiction.
好像有点是矛盾的。
What do you think?
你是怎么想呢？
Is it contradiction to what other verses proclaim about him?
是不是跟其他的圣经里面讲到是完全相反呢？
On the surface, yes, it is contradiction.
从表面上看上去好像是矛盾的。
But here, Lord tried to tell us something from one particular angle.
因为在这里主耶稣他正是要从某一个角度来告诉我们一些事情。
In this whole chapter 10,
在这个整个第十章,
it is the second message concerning the kingdom of heavens.
因为这是讲到关于讲天国的时候的是第二个信息。
This is the first time in human history that the king of the kingdom of heavens pronounced what's in his heart, what's the kingdom of heavens all about.
可以说这是第一次天国的王在这里真是将他自己王的心向大家来显明出来。
This is the first time Jesus will announce this kingdom of heavens, how this kingdom will be expressed or testified in this world.
他也是第一次这个天国的王向我们大家来宣告这个天国是怎样能开展。
He did not lie to his disciples, say, hey, when I send you out, people will welcome you, give you a first class treatment.
所以他对这个他的门徒并不避讳任何的事情真相，他就说好像你们传福音的时候这个世界好像会很欢迎你们一样的。
We'll give you five star hotel.
我们会用五星级的饭店来接待你们。
Give you a big limousine.
或者用大的那个轿车来接待你们。
No, on the contrary.
完全相反。
In this world, when I send you out, it is like a sheep into dens of wolves.
所以完全相反，当我差遣你们去的时候，传福音的时候，真是像羊进入狼群一样。
Jesus said, you have to be careful.
所以你一定要注意。
You have to be shrewd as serpent.
所以你一定要灵巧像蛇。
And innocent as doves.
而且呢，还要像群羊，像鸽子一样。
So that's the warning Jesus tried to prepare all his disciples before they went out.
所以这也是主耶稣在打发他的门徒出去的时候给他们的一些警戒和警告。
And when I preach the gospel in China, I experienced that exactly.
所以当我在中国传这样的福音的时候，我完全经历到主耶稣所讲的这些。
Yeah, you have to be really watchful.
你一定要非常的警惕警醒。
Otherwise, you'll be so stupid at being caught. Encounter unnecessary
trouble. 所以要不然的话，你好像真像一个好像无知的人一样的，会碰到许许多多的麻烦。
But today I will not go to that side. I will only emphasize on one particular point in this message.
所以今天我倒不会讲到这些，但今天我要着重点要讲到是。
In this paragraph in chapter 10, Jesus mentioned one thing first time in human history.
所以在这一章里面，主耶稣可以说在人类的历史，他第一次提到他要想讲的。
What is the word he used in this message first time?
到底是哪一句话是他在这个信息里面他是第一次用到的呢？
He mentioned cross.
他在这里第一次提到了十字架。
Because in human history,
因为在我们整个人类的历史，
only Romans will nail the criminals to the cross.
因为只有在罗马政府的时候，他们把罪犯来钉到十字架上面。
The worst case, people will nail the criminals to the cross.
因为是最极重的重刑，就把人钉在十字架上。
That's the cruelty in the human history.
因为在人类的历史，这是非常最最残酷的事情。
Have you ever think about how the one crucified on the cross, how this man died?
你有没有好好想过这个被钉在十字架上这个人是怎样死的？
Three nails, right? Two on each hand, one of each hand, and one on the two feet.
可以说三个钉子每一个手钉一个，然后还有脚上钉一个。
None of the nail hit the fatal organ of human body.
所以每一个钉子它并没有穿过人的非常关键的一些致命的器官。
Only on the hand and feet, which is it's okay, not you will not die because of the nail hit your body.
因为这个钉子只钉在手上手上的肉和脚的肉不会立刻致死。
How this person died?
那这个人被钉的到底是怎么死的呢？
The blood leaks out from his whole body system.
因为他的血从他的身体伤口地方慢慢的流出来。
His weight, the body weight, dragged this body downward.
他的身体的重量把他不断的往下下沉。
So he died, I think, because of two factors.
因为他死的，我想他是有两个因素造成。
One hand drained the blood.
第一个是他的血越流越少。
But the second issue is lack of oxygen.
还第二个呢，就是因为他没有氧气，呼吸不了。
So he finally, how do you say, 窒息 ，what's the English name? Suffocate, right?
所以他最后致死的话，是因为窒息不能呼吸了而死。
Usually the total time usually will take around 10 to 12 hours.
所以整个直到被定到死，一般大概有10到12个小时的样子。
The night Jesus was nailed, I'm sorry, the morning when Jesus was nailed on the cross,
当那天早上当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，
from 9 o'clock all the way to 3 o'clock in the afternoon,
所以从早上九点一直到下午三点钟，
for him, only 6 hours,
但对他来说仅仅六个小时。
Because in the Gospel of John told us, when the soldier want to make sure those three criminals all died, so one soldier took a spear, pierced through his lung.
所以当约翰福音里面有这样记载，就是当那个他们钉了他们十字架之后，那个士兵罗马士兵要确认这三个人都死的时候，他们就用这个刺的枪刺入他的肋旁。
Because the Sabbath is coming.
因为第二天就是安息日。
They cannot let any criminal die on Sabbath day.
因为他们不愿意让这些被定的罪犯经过这个安息日。
Soldier beat the other two criminals, this ankle, hit it, broke it, and the help the criminal die earlier.
所以那个罗马的兵丁，他们把那两个强盗，他们因为还没死，把他们的骨头打断，让他们能够很快的死。
All right. And when they came to Jesus, found out he already passed away.
等当他们来到主耶稣面前的时候，他看见主耶稣已经死了，断气了。
So the spear pierced into his heart, blood and water flow out.
因为当这个矛枪刺枪刺入他的肋旁的时候，里面水和血流出来了。
That's in the record of the Gospel of John.
因为这是记载在约翰福音里面。
So for that part, fulfill the Lamb of God who has paid the price for human sin.
因为这正是应验了我们神他的羔羊为我们人类的罪付上了代价。
So when we preach the gospel, we mention about the cross of the Lord Jesus.
当我们在传福音的时候，当我们特别提到主耶稣和他的十字架的时候，
we mention he died for us.
因为我们特别提到要提到他为我们而死。
He died on the cross, bled him, bled to death.
因为他钉在十字架上，他到最后他是流血而死。
That is the concept we impress into our mind when we receive this gospel.
因为当我们讲到这个接受这个福音的时候，给我们的印象就是主耶稣他在十字架上被钉。
But today, when we read this part,
但今天我们来到刚才读的这一个部分的时候，
this is the first time Jesus mentioned about cross.
因为这个时候是主耶稣第一次提到十字架。
And you will find he did not mention the cross just like I just described about his cross, die, he paid the price for us.
因为他提到的十字架就并不像我刚才所描述的他是怎样上了十字架为我们而被钉。
Rather, you will see in the message we just read,
你会看到正是刚才我们读的圣经里面我们所读过的。
In verse 38,
在第三十八节，
he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me.
因为他在这里想到是不背着他自己的十字架来跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。
That's a strange way to mention about cross.
因为这好像有点奇怪，特别当他提到十字架的时候这个有点奇怪。
So you will see this cross Jesus talk about in all four Gospels altogether if you count it.
因为主耶稣提到这个十字架，如果在整个四本福音书里面，你如果数一数的话，
This is the first mention.
因为在这个里面是第一次提到。
And in the other two places, if you go to chapter 16, you will see the second mention.
如果你到第十六章，马太十六章的话，你看到他第二次提到。
And in Gospel of Luke, you will find the third mention.
因为在路加福音里面，你可以看到他第三次提到这个十字架。
Today we will only focus the first mention. It has a very unique meaning concerning cross.
因为我们今天只讲第一次他提到，因为这里面有特别的意义在里面。
So look at the text.
让我们来看一看这个经文。
The background for today's message is that I will send you to be my witness first to the Israels.
所以今天这个经文它讲的背景是主耶稣打发他的门徒要送到神的家里以色列当中。
But Jesus tried to tell them, no, you have to be prepared. I send you as a sheep into the wolf's den.
因为主耶稣跟他们说一定要他们准备好，我打发你们去，就像羊送入狼群一样。
In other words, it's not a good place to visit to have a tourist. No, no, no.
不是好像那个非常好的地方，就像旅游者都可以去的一样。
It is to a dangerous place.
因为那是非常危险的地方。
Those people who listen to your testimony.
因为当这些人他们听你的见证的时候
，they are very careful watching, listening what you are talking about.
因为他们这些听的时候，他们非常仔细在听你到底在说什么。
After they listen, they instead of welcoming you, they will persecute you.
因为当他们听到了听完之后，不是说想象的他们会非常的欢迎你，而是他们要逼迫你。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why, when they mention about something and in that message, people will be fighting against you?
为什么他们当他们听到这些信息的时候，他们为什么起来要反对你们
？How bad was the reaction？
他这个这样的反应到底是多么的激烈？
嗯、mm-hmm. ，verse 21，
二十一节
，He said, "Brothers will deliver a brother to death, and a father as his child, and children will raise up against parents and cause them to be put to death."And so on and so forth.
因为激烈到什么程度，弟兄要把弟兄，父亲要把儿子送到死地，儿女要与父母为敌，害死他们。
As I read this paragraph, the only impression I come to my mind.
当我读到这个圣经的时候，我里面脑海里面就有这样的一个印象。
What is that?
那是什么印象
？Cultural revolution in China.
在我里面好像正跟那个中国的文化大革命一样。
Right.
是不是
Only in Cultural Revolution in China, in the same family, parents and kids, they will fight each other.
因为只有在那个时候，整个在甚至在家庭里面啊、就父母亲啊、父子父母亲和孩子之间有这样的真实的抵抗和反对。
That's only a time I discover terrible things like that.
因为那个是实在是让我啊、看到那个是非常一个啊、悲剧的啊。这个事情啊，发生在中国。
But when Jesus talk about his gospel,
但是当主耶稣谈到他的福音的时候
，When I send you to your own people,
当我打发你们去你们自己的民当中的时候
，When they listen to the message,
当他们听到你们所要传的
，They will react violently.
所以他们反应是非常的激烈。
They will consider you a traitor.
因为他们会认为你。是一个叛逆者。
They will get so angry.
他们会非常的愤怒。
Even your parents will fight you as a son. Your mother will fight you as a daughter.
甚至父亲对待儿子也是这样的反对，还有母亲对女儿也是这样。
So that's very, very strange.
看上去非常非常的不寻常。
And today in the United States, there is a situation almost like that, but not exactly.
如今啊、在美国现今啊、好像有点靠近那个样子。
You know who that person is today?、
现在我们讲的这个人是谁呢
？Trump。
因为讲到总统
Trump is a very controversial character today。
因为他的人物他的角色好像在当今也是非常有争议的。
From the day he was elected as a president to surprise the whole world。
当他被选为美国的总统的时候，让整个世界也吃惊。
From the day he was inaugurated in the office until now, not even 2 years yet.
从他宣誓就职到现在还没有两年。
People hate him, willing to kill him.
很多人非常的恨他，甚至说要杀他。
I never see so bad. I've been in the United States since.1971. I never see the Americans hate their president to such a degree, wants to kill him.
所以对我来说也非常新鲜。我从1971年来到美国居住，从来没有看过美国的人对待总统是这样的态度。
But those who love Trump, please, wow, he's the greatest president ever.
但对有些特别是支持他的川普的人非常非常的也是非常的。兴奋。
He is such a controversial figure,
所以
ever in recent days.
所以，川普确实是一个非常有争议的人物。
And Jesus said, "I am like that."
所以，耶稣他在这里所讲的就是他自己
的教育。When you mention my name,
当你提到我的名字的时候
，then people suddenly split into two.
因为当人听到的时候，他们可能就会产生分裂。
Look carefully, verse 21.
我们特别注意这个二十一节。
And the brothers would deliver up brothers to death, so on and so forth. And on verse 22, and you will be hated by all on account of my name.
所以二十一节是这样说：弟兄要把弟兄，然后父亲要把儿子，这样。然后你注意看到第二十二节的时候，并且你们要为我的名被众人恨恶。
So.The trigger point is my name.
因为最关键点就是我的名。
You will find even today, if you preach to a Jewish, how should I word it? If they are Orthodox Jew.
如果是如今像正统的犹太教的人要传福音的话。
Any of you have friends, Orthodox Jew?
你们当中有没有朋友是有叫叫做正统的犹太教的话
？Yeah, if you mention about Jesus, they will react very, very strongly to you.
如果你对他们要传福音、讲主耶稣的名的话，他们的反应是非常的激烈。
They never accept Jesus as their Messiah.
因为他们从来不认主耶稣是他们的弥赛亚。
They think Jesus is a blasphemy.
因为他们对主耶稣说是个大逆不道。
It's very interesting in one sense that why people react about Jesus' name so violently.
因为这个里面确确实实有为什么他们会对主耶稣的听到主耶稣的名会有这样两个大大的反差。
I think the reason is very straightforward.
因为我想这个答案是非常直截了当的。
Because the whole Jewish religion,
因为整个这个犹太宗教
so far when Jesus came, has been developed for or evolved for how long? Since Moses.
因为整个犹太教来讲，对耶稣来到的日子从摩西开始
1500 years.
因为1500年的这样的演变。
Yeah. The law was given to Moses, and Moses take those two tablets, announced to the Israel who just came out of Egypt.
因为神把这个十诫给摩西，让摩西来传给所有的犹太人。
Moses received the revelation from Mount Sinai.
因为摩西在西乃山上接到这个启示。
Build the tabernacle.
而且建了这个会幕。
Review the whole system of worship serving Jehovah God.
因为真是将神如何要人来敬拜他敬拜耶和华所完全写出来。
They have rituals, they have offerings, they have feasts to keep every week, every month, every year, all laid out in the first five books in the Bible.
他们虽然有各种的宗教的仪式礼节还有包括一些节期从一个星期的从每个星期然后季度然后到年
everything was well reviewed well designed very perfect in its own system
所以整个一个系统神所给摩西的是非常完全仔细写出来的
they kept that tradition they generation after generation after generation
他们一直保持这个传统从一代往下传一代一代传一代
originally you will see God's glory
在起初的时候你可以看到神的荣耀
fill the tabernacle
因为神的荣耀充满了整个
会幕 later on David has a heart for the Lord build the temple but because he slaughtered too many people so his son Solomon build the temple instead.
一直到这个大卫他有心要为神建殿的时候，但是因为他杀的人流人的血太多，最后是他的儿子所罗门来建。
So he built the son Solomon built the first temple.
所以所罗门建了第一个圣殿。
From Solomon to Jesus about 1,000 years.
从所罗门到耶稣大概1000年。
But this history of temple has a sad story.
所以，但这一千年里面，神的这个圣殿却是一个非悲惨的一个故事在里面。
The first temple lasts about 400 years.
所以第一个建完了之后，大概持续了400年。
And then destroyed.
然后被毁坏了。
By the Babylonians.
是被巴比伦人所毁坏。
They became fugitives.In the Babylon captivity,
然后他们犹太人被掳被这个巴比伦人被掳了。
After 70 years, God let them come back to build the second temple.
所以七十年之后，神又把他们被掳之地带回来，再建了第二个圣殿。
But do you know the difference between the first temple and the second temple?
但你知道不知道第一个圣殿和第二个圣殿不同点是在哪里
？No ark in the second temple.
因为在第二个圣殿里面就没有约柜。
What does it mean?
这个什么意思
？They have the structure right. They have the furniture right.
虽然它外表好像一样，它里面的家具也是一样。
They have all the sacrifices burning according to the law.
他们所有的献祭一样，献燔祭也按照神给他们的命令和律法。
But in the holy of holies, there's no ark.
但是在至圣所里面没有约柜。
What does it mean?
这个表示什么意思
？God's presence was not there.
因为这表示没有神的同在。
But they still going on, keep this tradition going on.
但是他们继续这样的做，按照传统来继续这样的做。
Until Jesus' time.
直到耶稣来的时候。
Jesus proclaimed, when he entered into the temple, twice.
当耶稣进入这个圣殿的时候，进入当时的殿的时候，进入过两次。
He did exactly the same every time.
他两次进去，每一次反应都是一样。
He overturned the table of money exchangers.
他推倒了这个换银钱的桌子。
He chased out those sell the sacrifice animals.
他赶走了这些被献祭的这些动物。
And he said, "You have changed my father's house into what? Den of robbers."
所以耶稣在这讲，你将我的父的祷告的殿变成了一个贼窝。
What a shocking statement！
所以耶稣讲的话到底是非常的惊人啊，震惊。
You will see everything is according to the tradition。
如果从外表看，所有的这个殿是按照完全按照原来的传统所建。
From outwardly speaking, everything is correct。
从外面来看，表面来看，所有事情都是好像对的。
But inwardly, something is not right.
从里面来看的话，好像有件不对的事情。
Jesus said, "You turn my father's house into the den of robbers."
因为耶稣讲，你将父的家、父的殿变成了贼窝。
Why?
为什么呢
？What's wrong?
到底什么地方出了问题？
The leadership, the religious leadership.
因为是在这个宗教的领袖。
They have school of theology.
他们虽然有这些宗教的这些理论。
They all experts in God's word.
他们对神的话好像都是专家。
They copy the Bible, they study the Bible, they preach the Bible.
他们抄写圣经，他们在这里也传讲圣经。
But they don't see the Messiah.
但是他却没有看到弥撒亚。
They don't know who is the true Messiah.
因为他们不知道谁是真正的弥撒亚。
They enjoy the religion, but they don't know the heart of God.
他们虽然非常在宗教里面，但是他没有真正抓住那个中心。
It's true for those religious leaders, those priests, those Levites.
对这些宗教领袖这些祭司们还有利未人们
，They are totally blind.
他们好像完全像瞎子一样。
Jesus blamed them, said, "You are the blind leading the blind, all drop into the pit."
因为主耶稣说，他们就像瞎子领瞎子，一起掉在坑里。
Now for the mass, for the whole Israel's.
所以对整个以色列来讲，好像是一团混。
Religion is only a tradition.
所以讲的宗教只是一个传统而已了。
So they lost the meaning of worshiping God.
他们真正丢失了真正敬拜神的经义。
So now, when time is due, Jesus was sent to this earth.
当时候到了，主耶稣被送到这个地上来的时候
，The King is coming.
所以这个王来了。
The King will train a group of small group of people.
所以这个天国的王在这里训练一小部分的人。
Jesus wants to demonstrate to the whole Israel.
所以耶稣在这里要向整个以色列人所宣扬
The Messiah is here.
因为他们所盼望的以赛亚已经来了
The King is here.
所以天国的王已经在这里了
He will usher in a total revolution.
所以他要引进整个的 新的一个启示。
He will throw out the old.
他要真把旧的完全的抛弃。
He will start something afresh anew.
所以他要开始一个完全崭新的。
So when you want to throw out the old, start something new, you are, how do you say, you are counter-revolution.
所以当你一旦要废去旧的，要建立一个新的时候，你可能就成为一个反革命者。
Are you with me?
你们有还继续能够明白
？You are very dangerous.
你非常危险，
You do things not according to our tradition.
因为讲到耶稣，你非常危险，因为你没有按照我们的传统在这里所讲所做。
You are our enemy.
因为你就是我们的敌人。
We have to kill you.
我们一定要把你杀掉。
That's the reason they say if.Jesus told those disciples, I send you, you will be like sheep into dense wolf.
这就是为什么 这就是为什么主耶稣要说我送差遣你们去就像羊进入狼群一样。
Then he made a statement.
然后在这里他做了一个宣告。
People think I will bring peace to this place.
所以他说人们想到我会将平安带来。
No, that's misunderstanding.
完全不是。
When I want to start something new,
当我要开始什么一个新的
I will throw a knife.
我是要
yeah.
我是从带来一把刀插在地上
Yeah. When Jesus said, Chinese translations, 动刀兵
Yeah. 动刀兵耶稣说动刀兵
Right.The English translation says, where is it? I did not come to bring peace, but a sword.
他说我来到这里不是带来平安，乃是带了一把刀。
If you have no background, you just read this.Statement, you will be so shocked.
如果你
Jesus said he is coming with a sword.
所以你如果不知道这个背景的话，你可能想会非常的惊奇啊！主耶稣带了一把刀，带了刀来了。
But for the Jewish, this is a Jewish expression.
因为这是按照犹太人他们习惯的讲法。
Jesus said, "When I come, I want to make a stand very clear."
因为耶稣的意思说我来我要非常的清楚让大家知道
use another expression some Chinese will understand
我们用另外一个表示来看可能讲中文的会比较明白
I don't come to muddle the water
我到这里来并不是来做和稀泥的工作
I want to express clearlyTwo opposite stand.
所以我到这里来是要显明黑白完全显明出来
Right. So the way the Jewish expression is, I throw a knife.
所以按照犹太人的表示就是说，丢一把刀下来。
When the knife, cut, what do you mean? Cut into the land, the soil.
当把这个刀插进这个地上的时候
，I want to express.Those who against me stand on the other side of the knife.
所以意思就是说，如果你反对我的，你站在一边。
If you agree with me, you stand on this side of the sword.
所以你同意我的，你就站在另外一边。
Are you with me?
所以这就明白了哈。
This sword is a line, dividing line.
所以这把刀实际上是一个分界线。
If you are with me, you stand on this side with me.
如果你是与我相合的话，那么就是站在这一边。
You are disagree with me. You are on the other side of the sword.
如果你不同意我或反对我的，就站在另外一边。
And he continued.
主耶稣继续说。
He said, the translation says, I came to set a man against his father, a daughter against his mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law against.
所以在这里讲三十五节，我来是叫人与父亲申诉，女儿跟母亲申诉，媳妇与婆婆申诉。
These terminology, parents, father, son, mother, daughter, try to express the closest relationship between human being.
因为他们主要是用这些例子是表示我们人里面最最亲密的关系是这样的关系。
So this stand of the kingdom of heaven is so sharp that there is no compromise. Even the closest relationship among human being will be cut off.
所以在这里主要是需要告诉我们，这个天国它来是这样的清晰清楚。它要分开的时候，包括我们人里面最最亲情的关系，也会因此因着主耶稣而破裂。
In this translation, against, the original meaning means set apart.
这个意思，申诉的意思它原来的意思就是说分开来的意思。
Right.
分开。
We'll make the closest relationship set apart.
我们会使这个原来是很亲密的关系有了申诉分开来。
Because one express the heavenly view, God's interest.
因为有一部分他讲到是人对神的神的事情是赞同的。
天 ,heaven,
因为讲天国的事情。
It is the interest of the heavenly kingdom.
因为这个是对天国的事情所赞同的。
The other whom you get used to, the whole Israel, totally stand on the earth, which is totally different from the heavenly.
但当时犹太人他们所站在的是完全站在地上的角度，他是属地的。
Jesus will bring in life.
因为主耶稣要将生命带下来。
Your religion brings in death.
因为宗教只能带来死亡。
Listen carefully.
所以在这里要特别的注意。
They think they have the best religion in the whole world.
因为犹太人他们认为他们的宗教是世界上最最好的。
If you want to know God,
如果你要想认识神的话，
where can you find the answer?
如果你能够在哪里能够找到呢？
Come to us.
他们说来到我们当中。
We have the answer.
因为我们有答案。
God is with us.
因为神是与我们同在。
We have the temple.
我们有这个圣殿。
We have high priest.
我们有大祭司。
We have all the sacrifices.
我们有所有的献祭。
Everything concerning God is here.
因为所有关乎到神的事情都在我们当中。
Gentiles, you don't have any knowledge about true God.
因为你们外邦人，你们没对神根本不明白、不了解。
So if you want to know God, we have the answer for you.
如果你们想要真正认识神的话，我们有答案。
But very strange.
是非常奇怪。
When they think they have the answer.
当他们认为他们自己有答案的时候
Jesus said, blind lead the blind.
所以耶稣就说是瞎子领瞎子。
How dark is this darkness?
所以这个黑暗是多么的黑暗。
And do they know it?
他们会自己明白吗？自己认识到吗？
They have no clue they are in the darkness.
他们根本不知道他们是在黑暗当中。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
The best religion in the world is in Jerusalem.
所以最最好的宗教是在耶路撒冷。
The best theological seminary is in Jerusalem.
所以最好的神学院也是在耶路撒冷。
Now when Jesus came to Jerusalem, said, "You turn my father's house into the dens of robbers."
所以当主耶稣来的时候说到，你将我的父的家成了贼窝。
What a shock and what a shame.
所以这是多么的多么的震惊多么的羞耻的事情。
On one hand, they put these leadership in a shameful position.
因为他们是从一方面主耶稣把这些带领的人放在一个非常羞耻的地位。
But he exposed a very essence of the problem.
但他确确实实一针见血地指出了里面的问题。
For the sacrifice, nothing wrong with the sacrifice.
因为讲到献祭的时候，没有任何的错。
For the temple, Everything seems not normal, very good.
讲到圣殿也是很好，也没有什么问题。
In terms of date of worship, they really follow the book.
因为讲到每一天的敬拜，他们确确实实按照章程来的。
But where is the issue?
但问题到底在哪里？
Why people were so angry, want to kill Jesus?
为什么人们那么的愤怒，要除掉耶稣呢？
When Jesus turned over the table of money exchange.
当主耶稣把这个换银钱的桌子推翻的时候
，When Jesus tried to chase out all these cattle and sheep from the temple，
当主耶稣赶散牛羊的时候
，People get angry，
这些人们非常的愤怒。
Why？
为什么呢
？Because you cut off people's profit，
因为你在这里影响到他人的经营盈利。
This is a big business，
因为这是非常大的一个生意。
Religion。Is the biggest business in the world.
因为宗教实际上是世界上最最大的一个盈利的方式。
Not only Judaism is a very profitable religion.
不但是犹太教，他们是在这里面要做大生意的事情。
How about Buddhist?
那菩萨佛教也是。
How about Muslim?
那穆斯林教是不是也是
？Every religion in Taiwan we used to say this way.
我们所有的宗教都这样，我们在台湾有这样的说法。
Taiwan has all kinds of temple in Taiwan.
因为在台湾有各种各样的殿庙宇。
The most profitable is this shrine.
所以在最最赚钱的可以说是这个
开庙。
开庙。
Yes. 小本万利。
只要你小本万利。
Yeah. Once you catch this secret.
当你看到这个里面的奥秘的时候
，you will find it's really profitable.
因为发现这个里面非常赚钱的事情。
Later on, you know, in the early '79, when I visit China first time,
当我第一次去中国的时候是79年。
The most shocking impress me was
第一个给我非常吃惊的印象。
All the temple everywhere I visited.
所有的那个庙宇我所去过的地方。
All the idols，
所有的偶像。
Or broken head，
那头都没有头了。
Broken arms，
所以手也被砍断。
Or even the whole idol was fall on the ground，
或者整个这个偶像完全是粉碎倒在地上。
You know why？
你说为什么吗
？Red Guard， 红卫兵。
是因为红卫兵的原因。
哎，红。The Red Guard enter into the temple and destroy all the idols.
所以这些红卫兵迫使旧立士新，所以把所有的这些偶像都给除掉了。
I am a Christian.
我是当时是基督徒。
When I saw that,
当我看到那些的时候
，Good.
所以我心里非常高兴，鼓掌。
But if you go there today,
如果你如今你今天去看的话
，It's all rebuilt.
所以又重新又重建了。
And the idol is getting bigger.
这些偶像越来越大。
In other words, the old business come back.
所以这些老的事情
they realize
生意又回来了。
Don't destroy it. This is profitable.
因为我们靠它玩能够赚钱，非常赚钱的事情。
So you will see.
所以我们可以知道。
Behind the glorious religion.
所以我们在这个看上去非常光彩的这个宗教的背后。
The real motivation for people.To enjoy all this is money.
所以真正的让人让热心去做的话，里面真正的动力是钱。
They use God as an idol.
所以他们用神就是当作像偶像一样的。
They will use Him to make profit for themselves.
他们要用神的名义、神的义来真是赚钱。
So this is totally earthly.
这就完全是属地的事情。
This is totally human control.
因为这完全是我们人我们的人在这里掌控一切。
And in the name of God.
是冒着神的名来做。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，Why people enjoy this very much?
为什么人对这个这样的热心呢
？Because it's all self-motivated.
因为这个里面有完全有自己的动机在里面。
People worship God as idol.
因为人把神当作偶像来拜。
Who is behind idol?
到底在这个偶像的背后是谁呢
？Spiritually speaking, Satan was behind the idol.
我们从属灵的角度来讲，撒旦是在这个偶像的背后。
But in human's perspective,
但是我们人的角度来看的话
，even you are atheist,
甚至你是无神论者的话
，you still use idols.
你仍然会去拜这个偶像，用利用偶像，我们利用偶像。
The true Buddhism.
如果讲真正的一个佛教的话
，it's a philosophy.
它是好像是一个理念思念。
It's a 哲学。
哲学。
In reality, for Buddhism,
对那个佛教来讲，对他们的真正的
，it's a philosophy discussing how a suffering human being can escape this cycle of incarnation.
所以对佛教的来讲，他们的哲学是在这里讨论我们人肉体人怎么样能够脱离这个
轮回
人的人生的轮回。
Right? If you do good, next life you will be a human being. If you do bad, next life maybe you will turn into pig.
所以如果你是做得好行善好的话，你下一次再生下一次的时候可能还是人。你如果做得不好的时候不行善的话，可能变成个下一次就变成个猪。
So this reincarnation become their theology.
这样子轮环的人生，这个轮环生活变成一个他们的理论。
Who can escape this reincarnation?
所以谁能够从这个循环里面逃出来呢
？If you can really enlightened by this theology, philosophy.
所以如果你能够真正被这个哲学能够真正的被看透的话
，like Muhammad, no.释迦牟尼
像那个释迦牟尼的话
He is the one enlightened
所以他变成好像是能够出去了
So they call this kind of enlightened person is called Buddha
所以他们讲这样的人像释迦牟尼这样的人好像超脱的这样的人
大彻大悟
大彻大悟的人是叫
Buddha
佛就是佛了
right. So if you really understand this teaching you will knowBuddha is an enlightened person.
所以真正你明白的话就知道这个佛就是实际上是一个大彻大悟的一个人。
Right. Those who are not there yet, but they are seeking, they call 菩萨。
所以他们还不是神但是呢他们在寻求的还在寻求的所以叫做菩萨。
Right. So all in all, whether you are Buddha or you are 菩萨, we all worship, right?
所以不管你是菩萨还是谁呀、或者偶像我们都在这里拜
Yeah, that's not you are not worshipping God you are worshipping self
所以你真正讲起来你不是在这里敬拜神你是在拜自己
Yes, so you will see the game of idol is human created this figure to represent yourself
所以可以说这样子拜偶像的这种游戏是真正的是要在里面显出我们自己把自己显出来
It's a lie
所以可以说是个谎言
When Jesus came he said I am the truth
当主耶稣来说他说我是真理
I am the life
我是生命
I am the way
我是道路
He will break through all these lies created by human being
他会破除这一切的谎言带来生命
That's why people hate him
这是为什么人们非常的恨他
Got it?
有没有明白
So when you want to preach the truth
当你在传扬真理的时候
You make people angry
你会使人对你愤怒
When you cut people's money flow people will kill you
如果你影响到他的生财之道的话他要除掉你
Recently there is a famous chairman of board by the name ofWang Jian, Hainan Airline.
所以大家知道最近海南航空公司的那个集团的一个主席哈，董事长
was killed.
他被害了。
Nobody knows the true story.
但不知道是到底什么原因。
But with such a young age, 57.
他还很年轻57岁
so wealthy
也非常的有财富有钱
died suddenly
但是突然的就死了
So friend,
所以朋友们
，you have to find out the truth.
你一定要寻找到真理。
Jesus said, "I am the truth."
因为耶稣说我就是真理。
Don't live in a lie.
不要活在谎言之中。
You have to follow the truth.
你一定要追随真理。
That's why Jesus said.
这是主耶稣说的。
The meaning of cross.The first meaning.
所以讲到这个十字架的第一个意义是
，You have to deny yourself.
你一定要舍己。
Verse 38.
是第三十八节。
He who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me.
不背着他的十字架跟随我的不配做我的门徒。
So you will see there is an option of worthy or not worthy.
所以在这里讲到。有两个，一个是配，还有一个是不配。
What's the mean, worthy or not worthy?
或者到底什么意思啊？这里讲的配或者不配呢？到底什么意思
？Now I have a watch here.
所以我这里有一个手表。
How much does it worth?
它到底值多少钱？
啊？
它到底值多少钱？这什么表？这是 I 表。
It's not Rolex.
不是
劳力士 it's not worth much.
但不值多少什么钱。
Worthy or not worthy is a question of value, right?
所以讲到值或者不值的话，是讲到价值的问题。
So when Jesus said this,
当主耶稣说
，If you don't take up your own cross and follow me.You are not worthy of me.
因为主耶稣说，你如果不背起十字架，背起自己的十字架，你不配做我的门徒。
It's a very strong statement.
所以这个非常，这个宣告是非常的强烈。
He is putting himself and you on the scale.
因为他把他自己和你放在这个天平上面。
He said, "If you take up your own cross and follow me, you are worthy."
如果你背起自己的十字架跟随我，你是配得的。
But if you don't take up your cross, just follow yourself.
如果你不肯背起自己十字架，只是愿意跟随你自己，
you are not worthy of me.
所以你是不值得，也不配做我的门徒。
So the scale on one side is Jesus.
所以这个天平可以说一边是主耶稣。
And the other side is who?
那么另外一边是谁呢？
Me.
那是我们自己。
We always facing the choice.
我们总常常我们都要有做一个选择来。
Either you are heavy, worth something, or Jesus is heavier than you. He is more valuable.
所以不是要不是你自己这重量超过耶稣重量，或者是耶稣他比你重的话。
How much do you worth? You think?
所以你自己想象你自己到底是值多少？
How much do you think you worth?
你觉得你大概自己会值多少钱？
Well, according to chemists,
我们按照化学家来讲的话
yeah, do a chemical analysis.
我们按照化学的那个家来做分析的话
，you are worth around 15 bucks.
所以我们大概你大概值得我们这个身体值得15块钱。美元，十五美元。
After you do all the chemical analysis.
所以做所有的化学元素的分析。
That's all. How much we worth?
这就是为什么我们值得多少钱？15块钱。
But here Jesus at that time didn't use chemistry as illustration.
那当然，主耶稣那个时候他并没有用这些化学的成分来作为分析。
What did he use?
他用什么呢
？Sparrow.
他用麻雀，天上的麻雀来
做。Yeah. Those days, the price for two sparrows.
那个时候的价钱，要买两个麻雀的话。
How much does it worth?
那个时候麻雀这值多少钱呢？两个。
啊？有没有 ？How much worth?
那个麻雀。
One cent, right?
它是相当于一分钱的样子。
One cent you can buy two.
所以你只要一分钱的话，可以买两只麻雀。
Which means very cheap.
这个表示非常便宜了。
But God, Jesus said, without Father's permission, not even the chief sparrow will fall on the ground and die.
如果耶稣在这说，如果没有天父的许可的话，一只都不会落在地上。
Right? That means
是不是
even the cheapest sparrow, God cares about them.
虽然好像那么廉价的这个麻雀，神也天父也非常的看重。
How much more you worth? More than the sparrows.
他看重我们，我们到底值多少呢？我们比这个麻雀贵重的多。
And he used another analogy to tell us how much valuable, more valuable in Father's eye.
所以他另外主耶稣也告诉我们，让我们知道我们在我们的父神面前是多么的贵重。
He said, "Your hairs."
他讲到我们的头发。
What did he say?
他说什么呢？
Some translation said he count our hairs.
有的翻译是说他我们的头发他都数过。
But that's not the real word Jesus said.
这个不是真正耶稣所讲的意思。
He said he numbered your hairs.
因为他讲的是他来安排啊。
No.
数
a number. Give you a number.
给你号码。
Yeah.
给你头发都编
了号。This morning when you comb the hair, number 35, long, fall down.
他说他给你头发都编过号。
How can that possible?
他说那么怎么可能呢？
Yeah, those days Jesus said, "Yes, Father did that."
所以耶稣说是的，天父是这样的。
Every hair has a number.
所以我们每一根头发都有号码的。
Yeah, today if you go to Walmart,
如果你现在到沃尔玛的话
，Yeah, every merchandise on the shelf,
所有在货架上面的货物的话
，has a number.
上面都有编号码了。
Do you know that?
你是不是看注意到
？So when you go through the counter,
当你经过去付钱的时候
，every merchant go through the what is scanner.
所以当你付钱的时候，他每一项货物每一项商品都经过这个扫描器的扫描的时候。
So they know exactly which number, what the price will reflect on the computer.
所以他们知道这个是什么号码，然后是多少价钱。
Right? So every merchandise in the store, whether it's big or small, all carry a code, a barcode.
所以不管什么商品，只要在商店里面都带了一个号码，也就是一个标价的号码。
Right. So God said in the old days when God made Adam and Eve, each hair He already what? Give a barcode.
所以在神在造亚当和夏娃的时候，那个时候我们像他们头发都已经编过号了，那上面都有这个标价识别器。
What does it mean you are old?
它什么表示你表示这个人老了呢
？Not only your color of the hair getting whiter, but also get fewer.
不但是你的头发的颜色会变成灰了而且头发也掉了。
Now he is young, very young.
像他现在还可以，还比较年轻。
So Jesus simply tried to tell us.
所以主耶稣就是想告诉我们
，Even you think hair is so worthless.
因为虽然讲起来，我们的头发好像也根本就不算什么。
But the Heavenly Father, when He designed you, He numbered all your hairs.
但是我们的天父在造我们的时候，他的每一根头发都给我们编了号。
So in his eyes, you are valuable or worthless.
所以在他的眼里，你是不是很贵重，还是根本不贵重？
啊 ，valuable
是非常贵重的。
Yes, this is the reason when you are lost in sin and death, God's Son Jesus came. He will die on your behalf.
这就是为什么当我们犯罪、我们死的时候。主耶稣来在十字架上为了我们的罪
In his eye you are valuable
因为在他的眼里我们是非常贵重的
Got it?
我们是不是清楚了
Alright, now come to Jesus
好现在我们回到耶稣
How do you evaluate Jesus?
那我们怎么样来来看主耶稣呢
And the scale is Jesus on this side You valuable so and so on this side
所以我们是看主耶稣在一边在天平上一边是这样的贵重还是说我们自己在这边我们有很多的价值
Which side is more valuable
所以到底哪一边是更加的贵重
That's the question you have to answer to God
这个是你要向神自己回答的问题
What does it mean cross
到底在这里讲的十字架什么意思？
Cross in this case is if you want to follow me as my disciple.
如果在这里讲的是如果你要成为我的门徒的话，
you have to do one thing.
你一定要做一件事。
What is that?
那个是什么呢？
Pick up your cross and deny yourself and follow me.
那就是要舍己，要背起自己的十字架来跟随。
Let me say it again.
那我们再讲一遍。
Pick up your cross, deny yourself, and follow me.
要背起你的十字架，要舍己来跟随我。
That's the meaning of this first cross.
这个是真正讲的，主耶稣讲的，在第一次提到这个十字架的意义。
You have a value, an intrinsic value.
我们在里面有一个
In the eyes of God.
应该在神里面我们是有一个非常有价值的。
But God wants you to make a discernment.
因为在这里神在这里要让我们有一个分辨。
Compare yourself to Jesus.
把我们自己和主耶稣来相比。
Who is more valuable?
让我们来看到到底相比的时候谁更加有价值或者贵重。
Always you have to put yourself in a proper place.
因为你一定要把自己放在当应当放在地位。
The whole world philosophy is elevate ourselves.
所以这个世界的哲学是世界是要把我们自己来提高升提高。
You try to put other people down.
一定要把别人踩在脚下。
To affirm yourself self value.
应该要一再的肯定自己
self-centered
要让自己成为中心。
Even the religion has the same thinking.
特别讲到宗教的话，也是有同样的思想。
Got it? Every religion, the final thing is confirm yourself.
因为所有的宗教的还要讲的就是让你自己得到
Save yourself.
因为让你自己得救。
自己救自己，
自己让自己救自己。
That's false.
这是一个假的，不是真实的。
No human being can save ourselves.
因为没有人，人类没有办法拯救自己。
Only the Son of God can save us.
只有神的儿子才能够拯救我们。
But how much you value him?
但是你把它看到到底有多宝贵呢？
God said you have to deny yourself.
神说你一定要舍己
to follow him.
而且来跟随他。
In other words, he is the focus, not you.
因为换句话说，就是他是真正的中心，而不是我们自己。
That's why the whole world is against him.
这就是为什么整个世界起来要反对他。
Once you figure out the essence of believe Jesus, following Jesus.The essence is deny yourself, follow him. He is more valuable than you.
当你真正的明白这个福音的真正的意义的话，就是说他是中心，我们要一定要起来，要来否认自己，来跟随他的时候。
We don't want it.
我们人是不愿意的。
Because we love ourselves more than him.
因为我们爱自己超过爱他。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
This kingdom gospel.
所以这个天国的福音
The gospel of the kingdom of heavens
所以讲的这个福音是讲到天国的福音的时候
is a true revolution
是一个完全的是一个启示新的启示
No. 真正的革命
真的是一个真正的革命
Right What is the true revolution Jesus tried to usher in
所以耶稣在这里要引进的真正的一个革命是什么
I did not come to bring peace
我到来到这里不是带
I came to throw a knife
我到这里来是动刀兵
Right Set apart
是要来使得分开
Some follow themselves
有些人还要继续走他自己的路
Some follow me
有些是要来跟随我的
And that would divide even the closest relationship between father and son mother and daughter mother-in-law and daughter-in-law That would be really good
这样的分开使得最亲密的关系父亲和儿子母亲和女儿以至于媳妇与婆婆这样的关系都能够因着这个而疏远或者
So that's the statement Jesus put in this chapter 10.
所以这就是主耶稣把这个最最著名的这句啊宣告放在第十章里面。
Deserve our meditation.
所以让我们值得我们非常值得我们就好好的反思。
Deserve our attention.
真是需要我们完全的注意力。
Yes. And this is a lesson for all our lives.
这是整个的功课，我们一生所要学习的功课。
If you make a wrong choice,
如果你做了一个错的选择的话，
you are on wrong track.
你会走在不是正道上面。
Right. It cost your life.
所以会使你这一生都枉费。
May God bless His word.
让神祝福他的话语。
Let's pray.
Let's 祷，让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
You have revealed us the true gospel.
你真是将你的真正的福音向我们显明出来。
It is you.
因为是实在是你自己。
All about you, the Son of God.
所有一切都是关乎于你神的儿子。
It's not about us.
跟我们自己完全没有份。
No, 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 no.
没，跟与我们自己无关的。
Not, the focus is not us.
我们这中心这个不是在我们自己。
The focus is in Christ Jesus.
我们的集中点焦点是在我们主耶稣。
We follow him.
我们要跟随他。
We pick up our own cross.
我们愿意背起我们自己的十字架。
We gain our life.
我们要真是得到生命。
But if we follow ourselves,
如果我们走自己的路，
we save our own life.
我们要想救自己的生命。
Eventually we lost our life.
我们会失掉我们的生命。
What a dilemma.
所以这是何等的
两难的事情。We pray Holy Spirit will reveal, open our hearts.
我们真是祷告，愿圣灵真是开我们的心。
We will see who you are.
我们真是能够真正的知道你是谁。
We have the discernment to know how valuable you are.
我们真是能够真正的分辨，我们能够知道你到是多么的重要和贵重。
We know how to choose.
让我们真正能够做真正的选择。
So we have the heart of wisdom.
所以我们有智慧的心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告呢，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.